Today's variety, B107.3. Today is Miracle Treat Day at Dairy Queen. And our family from Children's Hospital and Medical Center, we have Raquel, who we've talked to. And now we get to talk to Dane. How are you, Dane?
What's up, Dane?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. So, Dane, we want to hear from you. You've had how many surgeries? 18?
Yes.
So when you go in for surgeries, do you still get nervous?
Kind of,
yeah. Surgeries can be scary. I had one a few years ago, and I was really nervous.
I think everybody is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had my tonsils removed, regardless of the surgery. It's scary, and it's nerve-wracking. But from the little that we've heard, you are a rock star, Dane.
Yeah, you are.
Thank you.
So, Dane, when you talk about Children's Hospital, what's your favorite part of Children's?
Like, my favorite part of Children's is having them explain, you know, like, before the surgery, them explaining what it's going to be like and what they're going to do. I mean, I like when they explain it to me before I do it. Mm-hmm. That's so I know what I'm doing.
So, Dane, we know that you have cat eye syndrome, and if someone doesn't know what that is, how do you explain that to them, Dane?
It's where my eye wanders different places.
Mm-hmm. So you are going into your senior year. Are you excited, Dane?
Yes.
Yeah. What are you most excited about?
Just getting out of school.
Yeah, right? It's forever. It just lasts forever. And, of course, with your senior year, you get senioritis. Have you had senioritis yet?
No.
Well, you got a little bit of time, right, Dane? Because you're going to do the extended program?
Yes.
Yeah. So you got a little time. But, I mean, come on, school can be fun, right?
Yes.
So, Dane, okay, before we let you go, I want to know your absolute favorite thing in the entire world. Is it movies? Is it music? What do you absolutely love?
The Five Helmet Eagle, my dad's on it. And I kind of look up to them because with everything that I've been through, like surgeries and stuff, they've been there every step of the way. They help and support me through, like, I can think of a couple times that they've helped me. When a lot of people were not nice to me, I would tell them about it, and they'd be like, well, we can help you get through this. And that's the main goal, is having somebody there to help you through your certain situations. It's just.
Oh, that's awesome, Dane. Do you get to go to the fire station?
Yeah, they help. They helped me walk after my back surgery.
Okay.
Yeah, they came to the hospital, right?
Yeah, they came to the hospital in Omaha and helped me walk. And I mean, it was rewarding to have the fire department be there and have the people that I look up to be there for me. And I feel a lot better now after my back surgery because I can do stuff that I wasn't able to do before.
Mm-hmm.
With my back being crooked, not crooked, but bending over and not being straight up like a lot of people. And they was like, a lot of people were like, well, why are you not standing up straight? And I told them that I was having back surgery, and they said, no, well, we'll be praying for you. And Dr. Hadley, my back surgeon, is amazing. He has helped explain the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And like when I had my follow-up appointment with him, they took x-rays and everything and said, no, well, your back is not all the way straight, but they could only fix me
70% or something.
They could only fix it 70% of the way.
Mm-hmm.
So he was amazing during the whole process. And the other person that I can't think of her name on top of my head, but when I had my back braced, I did not want to wear it.
Her name Megan, maybe?
Yeah. She's a gal that did my back. She's the person that did my back brace when I needed it.
Okay.
I did not want to wear it. And I'm like, well, I'd rather have the surgery than wear the back brace the rest of my life. I know a lot of people that have back braces.
Uh-huh.
And they don't. And they said, no, well, I'd rather have surgery. I said, I've been through the back surgery. It hurts the first couple of weeks, but then after that, you're basically done with pain. And I can't thank Children's enough for the surgeries.
Yeah.
For everything that I've been through. I mean, you know, they're amazing people out there. Like, I mean, I'd recommend them to anybody that needs something. I'd recommend them to every person.
That's awesome.
Dane, you are such a strong person, a strong spirit. It was so great to get to meet you here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dane. Thanks, Raquel.
Oh, you're welcome.